Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Measures have been taken to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission with people returning to work in downtown Shanghai. Zhang Hong tells us more about what one office building is doing in Jing'an District.
People were lining up to enter the office building at Park Place on West Nanjing Road this morning. Two lines were created to avoid long queues during peak hours.
The entire process is very smooth.
There's a PCR test site downstairs. It's convenient for us to get a PCR test result valid within 72 hours.
Each office has a separate code for contact tracing. While the upper floors of Park Place are offices, the building also contains a shopping mall. So delivery personnel and couriers were told to put and pick up packages at the gate to prevent large groups of people from gathering.
Restaurant employees will bring the food down. We are not allowed to enter the mall.
3,500 people returned to work today in Park Place. The property management company's general manager said they will strengthen pandemic protocols, with another 1,500 people expecting to come back to work in the building soon.
With the headquarters of some large companies in the building, we have a large density of people here. We helped each tenant with pandemic controls, supplies, and tracking the health status of their employees.
Around 150,000 people have returned to work at major office buildings in Jing'an. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Five of the nine suspects arrested for assault in Tangshan, Hebei Province have criminal records involving provocation, intentional injury, and illegal detention. In two separate incidents over the weekend, police arrested six other people. A woman claimed in an online video that she and her colleague were assaulted and forcibly held at a bar by gangsters. A man posted a video and said gang members smashed up his bakery in an effort to extort money. Tangshan police yesterday launched a two-week crackdown on organized crime. The campaign will also include investigating public officials for dereliction of duty. French President Emmanuel Macron's coalition finished neck and neck with the new left-green alliance led by Jean-Luc Mélenchon in yesterday's first round of legislative elections, leaving the president at risk of losing his outright majority. The difference in votes between the two blocs is less than 0.1%, with voter turnout at a historically low 47.5%. Yuan Chengyuan has more.
According to the French Ministry of the Interior, Macron's Ensemble altogether received 25.75% of the votes, while his main opponent, the left-wing New Bear bloc, won 25.66%. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party finished third with 18.68% of the vote, while Les Républicains picked up 10.42%. No other party earned more than 5%. Every candidate who wins and 12.5% of votes advances to the second round.
Today, more than one in two French people did not go to the polls. Our first collective duty is to reduce abstention.
Ex-polls showed Macron is not guaranteed to win an absolute majority in parliament. Macron needs to win 289 seats in next week's second round to keep his majority. Mélenchon's platform features 650 policies that include raising the minimum wage and lowering the retirement age to 60.
Pour la première fois.
In view of this result, and the extraordinary opportunity it offers for our personal lives and the destiny of the shared homeland, I call on our people to defeat them in the second round.
With a two-round system, which applies to 577 constituencies across the country, the popular vote in the first round is often a poor indicator of who will eventually win a majority the following week. The second round of voting is scheduled for June 19th. Yuan Chengyuan, Shanghai Live.